Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1705, Get Rich with Olympic Barbells by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Get Rich with Olympic Barbells by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. Just over 10 years ago, I was happily living in my first house. This house was within easy biking distance of work, 9 miles, and the grocery store, 2 miles, and walking distance of the city's recreation center, 1 mile, which I enjoyed visiting for workouts about 3 times per week. I was especially pleased with this rec center because the membership dues were only about $25 per month, much less than the private health clubs that I had been visiting for 10 years prior to that. A triangle of the big three, all the main places a person has to visit on a regular basis, available without having to drive. What could be more frugal or efficient than this? But then one day, I was doing my monthly stock up of bulk groceries at Costco, and there was a special item on sale. A full 300-pound set of Olympic plates and bars, including collars, clips, a long bar, and a curling bar for only $99. Next to this, in the display area, was a complete bench and squat rack set. A nice bench with adjustable angle, curling platform at the end, and a superb squat rack. Also $99. I was only a junior mustache at the time, but I could already tell this was a great opportunity. I loaded up the whole system onto a flatbed cart, bought it, and stuffed it all into the 1993 Civic hatchback to rush home and assemble it. Because of this $198 investment, I am almost $9,000 richer today, and probably a lot less flabby. You see, having this simple but complete weight set has allowed me, my wife, and even occasional visiting friends to get amazing muscle-blasting workouts at all hours of the day, on weekends, holidays, during snowstorms, whatever, at a savings of $25 per month each. And that is assuming that we would never have driven to the gym for exercise, something that would have changed once we moved to our current town. It's incredibly motivating to have your gym at home too. There are no excuses about not wanting to go out or not having time. You just pick up the barbell and start moving. This feels good, so you put on some music and take up the intensity. Before you know it, you've done a complete workout and improved almost every aspect of your body and overall well-being. The convenience is astounding. I just walked over and did a set of clean and presses in my own gym between typing that last sentence and typing this one, just to prove my point. If a few pounds of steel is all you need to stay fit, why do our indebted countrymen spend $20 billion annually to accomplish the same thing in more complicated ways like yoga, bouncy aerobics, and indoor cycling classes? Why do they burn money in their cars doing unnecessary driving to go to gyms? This has always been a mystery to me. When I ask around, I get misguided answers like ladies saying, "I don't want to bulk up and be one of those frightening women in Flex magazine." Or men saying, "I don't really know how to use free weights. I just want a circuit of machines I can work my way through." It's wrong. all of it. If you do the research and read a gigantic pile of fitness books and magazines, you will come to the conclusion that free weights, barbells and dumbbells, and that's it, are by far the best way to get in shape, lose all your fat, build healthy amounts of muscle, and amazingly enough, fix almost every other possible ailment. Barbell exercise will drastically reduce your later life incidence of arthritis, heart disease, diabetes, bone loss, many forms of cancer, and all the common old age injuries. Weight training will make you live longer and healthier. Every person on the entire planet who still has control over their arms and/or legs should be lifting weights regularly, no question about it. On top of that, ladies do not bulk up from lifting weights at a regular person level. They lose fat, gain nicer curves, and accomplish everything that yoga Pilates aerobic stuff does in much greater quantities and less time. Ironically, this best form of exercise is also the cheapest. Big gyms spend over $1 million per location on stupid treadmills with LED television screens and fans built in, powder-coated and padded electronic piston-y gizmos that let you wiggle your arms and legs around in strange patterns. And meanwhile, the worthwhile amenity, the barbells, benches, and racks, barely show up on the budget. And they get surprisingly light use too, unless the gym is near an army base. If your monthly budget has any sort of health club spending on it right now, you should slash it and take this opportunity to add yet another 10 to 20,000 employees every 10 years to your stash. All you need is a 10 by 10 area of a basement, spare bedroom, garage, or covered porch out back to have a wonderful home gym. Find a big old mirror and set up a radio. Check the book Arnold's Bodybuilding for Men, Sculpting Her Perfect Body, or another suitable title out of your library and take some notes. Shop on your local Craigslist for an Olympic-style bar with some metal plates, a combination of bench or squat rack, and some dumbbells of varying weights if you can find them. These things never wear out, so there's no reason to buy them new. If you have a nearby friend who already works out at home, make a reoccurring workout schedule and you will both become more motivated. If you're ready to get in shape but don't spend money on health clubs right now, the decision is more tricky because I don't want you to increase your spending just yet. You can start with free exercises like taking every staircase you can find, push-ups, and solo skipping in your driveway. And of course, biking. You are doing a lot of that now since I published the article, aren't you? Biking is perhaps the cornerstone of this whole operation and my whole plan to save the human race. If you can start using a bike regularly, all other life accomplishments will flow naturally from that skill, and you will join me and all the mightiest Mustachian eagles as we soar daily through the skies above the Grand Canyon. You just listened to the post titled Get Rich with Olympic Barbells by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Dare I disagree with the bossy big brother of Phi? I think what this article is missing for me is the acknowledgement that sometimes there's a trade-off between optimization and efficiency and the enjoyment factor. There are so many areas of my life where I have optimized from a cost perspective And it coincidentally is also the superior option from an enjoyment perspective. So for example, I will almost always prefer to cook my meals and do meal planning. It's more cost efficient, I enjoy the food more, it's healthier, and it scratches my itch for creativity. Same with clothing exchanges. I will always prefer to get hand-me-downs from friends over shopping for new clothes. But when it comes to exercise, the optimal choice of working out at home with free weights doesn't align with my enjoyment factor. I 100% agree that I can do workouts at home, and during the height of the pandemic, I didn't have a choice as gyms were closed. I've certainly gone through periods where I lifted weights and have done more strength training, but through many years of experimentation, I've learned that my preferred workout for the enjoyment factor is hot yoga. I want to spend an hour in a room heated to over 100 degrees and sweat out all my stress. I want to be inspired by the person next to me standing on their head to remind me that I can do hard things. The sheer aggressiveness of hot yoga forces me to focus on my breath and stay in the present moment so that I don't pass out. It's absolutely thrilling. So while hot yoga is not the most cost-efficient way to get my exercise, I decided that I'm okay with that, especially because I'm cost-efficient in many other areas of my budget. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.